Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 16th day of December, 2010. We've got the radio broadcast jam-packed with guests tomorrow. We're only going to get one guest on towards the end of the broadcast today, but I'll announce that later. We're going to have open phones today, and I will take your questions, your comments, any news items that you want to raise. We're going to have open phones throughout the full 3 hours, interspersed with a lot of really important news. But any subject you want to raise, any point you want to make, I want to hear from you. I'm going to attempt to try to move quickly through your calls, but also I need your calls to be brief and focused. And I need to be brief and focused as well if we're going to get to a lot of your phone calls. But I love the different issues and points and angles that listeners bring up when we take open line a day of phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Well, I have a lot of interesting news here in front of me. Remember, I've been predicting false flag staged terror attacks ahead of the election and then intensifying from there on out. The government likes to go out and find mindless patsies that they try to provocateur with fake bombs into attacking. That way they don't have to stage the events and then get caught. But they love to make you focus on Homeland Security as the center of the family, as the center of the culture, as basically a little baby Jesus in the creche, there with Mary and Joseph and the three wise men. Just like at Walmart, they, when you're checking out, they're at the market, they have, you know, big droning, well, now 9,000 different stores, not just the 800-plus Walmarts are announcing. And it'll be 20,000, then 50,000, and then just everywhere. Government droning, giving you orders. It's the boss. It's the master. They make the sunshine. They make the grass grow. So they want to make sure during the Christmas holiday that you learn to worship naked body scanners, you learn to worship black uniforms, you learn to worship threat fusion centers that spy on you, you learn to worship the foreign banks raping you, or the dangerous scary men with turbans will get you. And they're hiding under every desk, in every closet, under every bed, in every cupboard, in every attic, in every basement, in every culvert out in the park that kids are scared of. There's not trolls now in there. There's Alcyaidas, and they're going to get you. Got a better chance, again, of dying from being struck by lightning or when you're swimming or from a bee sting, but doesn't matter. It's scary. Doesn't matter if 5 to 12, depends on the year, between 5 and 12 people die from shark attacks. Everybody's scared when they're swimming in the ocean. It's the same thing. It's not real. It's not rational. But, oh, my gosh, I mean, these men are wearing turbans. This is scary. We've got to get rid of our free country. We've got to let the banks rob us because they want to help us, or Al-Qaeda will get us. I mean, it's that simple, and here they are. Iraq, Al-Qaeda planning holiday attacks in the West. That's the headline here out of CBS News. Be afraid, be very afraid. I know I certainly am. I'm just glad Goldman Sachs is stealing all the money. That'll save us. Here's a mail online, Christmas chaos, Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Is planning suicide attacks across Europe and the U.S. war insurgents. And don't worry, though, YouTube allows users to flag content as terror promotion. So now somebody can go say your video is violent or not appropriate. It could be two adults videotaping themselves playing Candyland or Tiddlywinks, and if someone says it's frightening to them, it's taken off YouTube. Oh, it's frightening. Oh. Well, now, if someone says it's promoting terror, it's gone. So this is the new communist America, the new Soviet, where your neighbor has said that you are evil. The East German Stasi will not take you away. And collective punishment when Al-Qaeda blows something up. We all have to have the government put their hands down our pants. It's all coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Phones today, and then in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, we're going to have a guest on from a local activist group that has gone to the city council, gone to the different boards, and got the council subgroups to vote and say that Austin doesn't want naked body scanners in the airport. And that's a tag. Texans for Accountable Government doing a great job. But the larger issue here is we have this happening in Florida, Colorado, and a whole bunch of other states. Major towns and cities have had their district attorneys, their county attorneys come out and say, if you stick your hands down people's pants, you're going to go to prison. Hands down the pants is a felony, and they do that. Hands through the pants squeezing, that is a misdemeanor. And we've had some of those county and city attorneys on. And here's the big news. And I'm going to cover this again coming up in the third hour. The big news here is that Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew flew back from interviewing Charlotte Iserby. And by the way, she showed them secret Skull and Bones books of her father and grandfather. This is the stuff Anthony Sutton used, his secret source. They actually went up there and got to get a look at it and videotape it, and that's going to be up on PrisonPlanet.tv first of the year with a special report, probably be 2 hours long. Oh, yeah, Charlotte Isby just wasn't the head of policy, Department of Education. She's the person that blew Skull and Bones wide open more than 20 years ago. But continuing with this information, I'm already digressing. They flew back through Boston Logan, which is always been the test airport, the most draconian. I mean, they had naked body scanners in there years ago. They had passive MRI brain scanners that I saw 8 years ago being tested. It's the main beta testing center. Other airports are to a certain extent, like LAX, JFK, and others, but this is the one where they really, really have been putting the screws in since day one. And Aaron and them flew through. They weren't using the body scanners. This was just on Wednesday they flew back. They interviewed her on Tuesday, or on Monday, excuse me, but they flew back Tuesday. The point is, they just flew back earlier this week, and they were not doing pat-downs. They were not using body scanners, and we're getting more and more reports that they're not using them at most airports, and they're not sticking hands down pants. They're not ripping colostomy bags off the sides of people. They're not making women take out their artificial breast if they've lost their breast through mastectomies from breast cancer or other injuries or problems. They've really backed off because, A, they know that this is causing a general revolt, but B, and probably more important, all over the country, city councils, state legislatures, county attorneys, city attorneys, state police are saying, we're going to arrest you. You're not above the law. A sworn peace officer can't stick their hands down somebody's pants unless it's an emergency or unless it is a warrant situation. And they go on and say, don't give us this garbage that you've bought your ticket, so you've agreed. You can't buy a ticket and go to a topless bar and have one of the topless dancers stick their hand down your pants just because it's consensual. What you're doing is illegal. Don't do it anymore. You can't treat everyone as if they're guilty until proven innocent to keep you safe from the boogeyman. You can't kill a free society and destroy everyone's rights in the name of safety. It doesn't work. It's a fraud. And it won't keep you safe. As Benjamin Franklin said, those that will give up liberty for so-called security will get none of it. In fact, there's several variants of the quote. He said, those that give up liberty for security will get neither. Liberty or security. And then he had a longer quote where he said, and they don't deserve it. But you can pull up those famous quotes if you'd like to see them in their full context. But that's common sense that we're dealing with here. And so it's very exciting to see this happening. Ahead of having our guest on, I want to play the local news piece to analyze it and critique it. Because the local news shows the city a regulation board that did vote 5-0 against the naked body scanners. But then the news says, well, that's only ceremonial because the TSA makes the final decision. The TSA put into place after 9/11, the TSA gropers that were put into place by the transportation arm of Homeland Security. That agency was previously there, but they started the basic airport takeover at that point. That's all voluntary. The airports don't have to have them there. And it's the city of Austin that paid for the bonds for that stinking international airport. I paid for it. And so we elect our city council. And this is our town. This is not run by the feds. See, this is a 10th Amendment issue that goes right down to the city, the county, the state. I mean, the federal government is now saying they want to have TSA, and they're beta testing it on every major highway, on street corners, at bus stations, at train stations, at malls. They're already putting TSA-controlled announcements through Homeland Security in, first it was 800-plus Walmarts, now it's 9,000 retail centers. In the space of 2 weeks, it's gone from 800-plus to 9,000-plus in Homeland Security press releases. Just telescreens everywhere saying, watch your neighbor. This isn't freedom. Okay? I mean, it's just common sense. I know you know that. But the exciting news is all over the country, from Austin, Texas to Orlando, Florida, people are saying no. And I was watching this YouTube video. It's up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Paul Watson's written an article about it, but he actually posted the local news station's video of the report. Austin joins rebellion against naked body scanners. And KXAN, a news report, you can get all the details there. But the point is, we can take back our cities. We can say no to sodium fluoride being added, along with radium and uranium. Oh, that's added too. You didn't know that? That's now confirmed and admitted, along with lead and mercury and arsenic. Oh yes, that's the toxic waste that comes out of the aluminum purification and smelting. It's the byproduct. Also, the power plant scrubbers. Where they basically shoot a stream of water up in the smokestacks across the furnace release valve where all that coal smoke filled with mercury and lead and arsenic and uranium and plutonium, because that's where they mine it, is out of coal deposits and limestone deposits. So it's in there naturally, and so it purifies out in this water or condenses out, and then they sell that as something good for your teeth, and they call it fluoride. What a beautiful system. But I'm, again, already digressing here today. We can say no to all of this. And, you know, city councils will laugh at first when you go up and say, here's CBS News out of Houston. They say they don't know why there's uranium and radium in the drinking water all over Texas, but it's confirmed that the state covered it up for decades with the feds. Here's the CBS News article. Now let me read to you, and then they can read from the public documents and admissions of what the, quote, EPA allows to be put in your water, the over 300 chemicals. Again, it depends what company they're buying it from. It's always over 150 or so, sometimes over 300. But it's over 300 allowed, and you can just read that, as we've done many times on air, to the city council, give them exhibits, and say you're on notice that poison is being put in the water, uranium, radium, lead, arsenic, mercury, sodium fluoride. You can laugh and say fluoride's good for you because you've been brainwashed that it is, but all these other things are admittedly poisonous and bad. You're on notice. I'm going to sue the city in 1 month if you don't read these documents and if you don't do a review and respond. And then if they respond in a month and say, okay, there is no uranium in the water, which we know is a lie, or we believe mercury's good for you, or we believe arsenic's good for you, then you have them in court. I mean, look, I can't do all this, but I'm giving you the battle plan. For 15 years, I've screamed and yelled about suing over them taking your baby's blood at birth and giving it to the Pentagon for a secret bioweapons / Rockefeller Foundation genetic engineering program. Finally, my listeners in Minnesota, in Austin, Texas as well, sued. They've won. It's proven it all. Now there's more suits. See, I can't do it all. I'm here telling you what's going on, laying it out. Okay, I'm telling you the truth. I know if you're a new listener and it sounds crazy that the government's putting uranium and radium and lead and arsenic and everything else you can imagine in the water and you can't believe it, if you'll just go and get a tour of your water treatment facility, 71% of cities and municipalities have it, and you get a full list and are allowed to get a sheet of what is on the bag, it will tell you. Okay? Real simple. Just like I told you last year, do not believe me that the H1N1 shot can give you Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, or epilepsy. Do not believe me that it can cause brain damage or cancer, infertility. Read the insert. Read the insert. Read the insert. Read the insert. It's not a conspiracy theory. Don't read the fake fact sheets they send home with your kids from school about it's totally safe, no problems. Do you agree for them to have the shot? That's a lie, a criminal lie playing on our ignorance, not their fake fact sheet. Go to Walgreens and ask them for the drug insert that came in the ampule of the shot itself. The actual drug sheet, not a fake fact sheet, not a baloney sheet. Same thing on what's in your water. I'm going to say it again to all the yuppies that are in a daze and under mind control and have a psychological trigger compulsion to laugh when they hear something serious. There is poison in your water. There is poison in your water. The naked body scanners, literally hundreds of top scientists, radiologists on record, LA Times, New York Times, on and on and on. Associated Press admitting massive cancer risk from the body scanners. Do not say you weren't warned. Quite frankly, the naked body scanners from my research are nothing compared to what you're drinking in the drinking water. You want to know why everybody's so unhealthy, no matter how much they work out or eat right? The water's a chemical.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
She's a devil.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you,
oh,
are.
Yes, you are.
We are back live. Look, if I don't start going to calls, I just won't do it. Jill, Scott, Pat, Andrew, Shannon, I promised a lot of your calls. I started mentioning one guest I was going to have on in the last 30 minutes or so today, and then ran on for an entire segment about it. But it ties into everything. Look, it's criminal that they put hundreds of deadly chemicals in your water. And most people won't go look into it because they go, there's no way that's happening. It is happening. You can find out in 10 seconds. Just type in state of Texas covered up radiation or radioactive particles in water. Well, of course they covered it up. They put it in there. I mean, here's another example. CNN, Kosovo militia, they don't want to call it their allies. They call it militia to try to demonize our militia. Everything's a psyop. Kosovo militia may have stolen prisoners' organs, report alleges, and it goes through a UN report about the KLA Muslim extremists that our government hired to attack the Serbs. And I'm not taking sides in this. The point is they're all killing each other. That was Serb land they took away for the UN. The KLA are a bunch of narcotics traffickers on record. Then they go into the report, and it talks about just hundreds of people at a pop disappearing and their organs being sold. Well, China admittedly sells organs. Israel got real mad 2 years ago when it came out in European, Swedish, and other newspapers that doctors said, look, they're killing Palestinians. They've arrested and selling their organs. And then it came out in the Jerusalem Post, in Haaretz, that, okay, yeah, we do it. Well, our government does it. These governments are not nice, okay? That's what I keep warning people. But as long as we're naive and gullible, they can continue to get away with this forever. That's why we don't let the government surveil us. That's why we don't let the government take our rights and liberties. People say, well, I have nothing to hide. You know, let them spy on me. It's not that you're bad. It's that they're bad. And certainly if you let them pyramid the power, if you let them vertically integrate the power and put control grids in, let's say an angel dictator built it because they wanted to keep you safe. Okay, let's just say that's not a lie for the sake of argument, which we know it is. These are tyrants that built this grid so they could have their way with us. But let's just say they built it because they care. Couldn't this global cashless society tracking grid that's being built be used by corrupt people in the future to oppress us? I remember warning Republicans, hey, this Patriot Act's going to be used on conservatives when Bush was in office. They're like, no, it won't. Now conservatives are like, execute Assange. Really? And they've got legislation to put you in prison or execute you if you ever leak anything or as a reporter ever cover anything that's been leaked. We got cops arresting people nationwide for videotaping them, which is totally legal. I mean, is that really what you want in your just knee-jerk reaction to worship authority? What about illegitimate authority? You're so in love with Romans 13 manipulation that these preachers engage in, twisting it. Hitler then was of God. If you believe Romans 13, that, by the way, was his favorite Bible passage, Hitler said, render unto Caesar. I'm Caesar. And so I guess the American people should have worshipped Hitler. I mean, I think that's a bad idea. Or worship Stalin or Mao. I mean, they were put in by God, weren't they? No, the people became decadent and evil, and so wickedness took over, and then they were judged by their own actions. But by the way, in our system, it's still we, the people, right? See, we're the government. Oh, no. We're taught it's anti-government to not like what the government's doing. Well, Gallup poll reports Congress has a 9% approval rating with conservatives. What, a 14% with liberals? What, a 10%? I was reading yesterday with independents, so it averaged out to a 13% overall approval rating. I know that was the headline, all-time low approval rating for Congress. In fact, guys, search Gallup poll, lowest approval rating in history for Congress. I want to show them that article from yesterday, not just go from memory. I know it said 13%. When you averaged it was as low as 9. And most people you call are cowardly on the phone. I've read some of the polling data and science on that. If they're asked a controversial question, they'll side with what they see as kind of pro-establishment. So you better believe it's a lot lower than 13%. Yeah, there it is. Congress's approval rating ties lowest in Gallup records. No. You pulled up a May 14, 2008. This was yesterday. You'll want to click news, and it'll be 13%, and then 9 is the lowest. That was back in the good old days when it was 20% 2 years ago. It was in my stack. I mean, it was also drudge-linked. We'll be right back, okay? And I'm not going to get to all this other stuff I've got. The Christmas surprise they're getting us ready for with the stage Al-CIA to attack. There it is. Gallup poll puts congressional approval at lowest in history. And that says eight points. Oh, so I'm sorry.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Stick their hands down my pants. You take my baby's blood at birth. Secretly, you got face scan and cameras up. I lovingly drink the uranium and lead water and mercury water you give me in the tap. What do you mean? I love your tyranny. I lick your boots. I did find the article. Give me a document again, Scott. I'll show folks. Here it is. This is from December 15, 2010. Congress job approval rating, worst in Gallup history by Jeffrey M. Jones. 13% approval of the way Congress is handling the job. And in some demographics, it was as low as 9%. And you can, again, just type into the search engine, Congress job approval rating, worst in Gallup history, and it will pull up this article for you if you'd like to look at that. And the reason I've made such a big issue out of this, there's the San Francisco Chronicle as well, is because, according to Homeland Security, not liking what the government's doing is anti-government and evil and terrorist. But I thought our country's based on, it's still we, the people, right? As Dave Mustaine, friend of the show, was just saying in that little piece. All right, without further ado, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 stacks, but I've covered one. I'm going to get to all of these today, but first, I want to take a bunch of your calls for the rest of this hour into the next, but I will cover a lot of news at 8 after next hour in the second segment of that hour on a host of issues, the acceleration of the implosion of the world economy, the open announcement in England that they're moving towards martial law, science of man-made life can proceed, the White House says, as they try to create artificial life. Now, that is all coming up. But right now, let's go to Jill in Indiana. Jill, you're on the air.
Hi. I live by the Muscatatuck River here in Indiana, and the Governor Mitch Daniels has announced that he's going to buy 26,000 acres along the Muscatatuck River and 43,000 acres along the Wabash River. And if our Muscatatuck River is not cleaned out, then what happens is it backs up and it could actually flood our city. But anyway, they've got some money in this hunting and fishing wildlife fund, the $26 million, that they say they can only use it for conservation purposes, which would be the birds and the hardwoods, and that's why they want to buy all this ground. And I point out to them that they really don't have enough money to buy all this ground, and where are they getting the rest of their money? Are they getting it from the federal government? Because I want to know who's wanting to control our waterways, because if we can't keep that cleared out, it's going to be a real big problem. And they say, no, it's not coming from the federal government.
Well, ma'am, Jill, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I don't know the particulars of what you're facing, but it's called the Rewilding Program of the United Nations. The federal government has close to half the land in this country. State governments then own more combined than private individuals. Private individuals in land of the free, home of the brave, not even just individuals, private corporations, businesses, of the different pieces. The feds are the biggest owner, then state government. Next is all of the private interests together. So in America, the minority of the land is actually owned by private individuals or corporations. And what's happening is through these big multinational corporations and through government, they come in, they buy up land for nature preserves, and then they've done it here in Austin. They stole tens of thousands of acres under Save Our Springs. Then they turn around 5, 6, 7 years later when you've forgotten and sell it at fire sale prices to insiders. And then they build on it. So the good news is if building needs to be done after they've used your tax money to, you know, to go buy it and then when I say steal it, here in Austin for a decade plus, they wouldn't let people build on their land. They wouldn't let them use it. They wouldn't let them sell it, for commercial use. And so it depressed the value. They zoned it by passing laws, ranch land, you name it, that you couldn't build on it. Then they came in and said, okay, now the city's going to buy it. One piece they bought was over 15,000 acres. And then a year later they announced, we're actually going to allow some building on it. And now they've built shopping malls, you name it. I mean, they've got it all figured out. So it's all about stealing property, putting you into compact cities. It's all part of the larger Agenda 21. The good news is some states out west are moving. That under common law and under the state charters when they were previously territories, if the feds don't, they have first dibs under the territory rules to open it up for people to stake a land claim or a mineral claim. But the feds haven't been issuing those in many cases for, well, really in the last 70, 80, 90 years. It's very hard to get them unless you're an insider. Before, you just showed up and said, well, nobody staked this 100 acres. It's mine. It's my Ponderosa. And that's when people moved west. But they've frozen that up. Well, the states are going in and reading the fine print, and they're going, well, that's going to revert to the state now, and we're going to let people strike claims on this. Obviously, it won't be free, or it won't be 1 cent an acre or 3 cents an acre. We bought our land from the Mexican government for 3 cents an acre. In the 1820s, 1829, on my dad's side. It's not going to be that inexpensive, but the states are going to raise a lot of money, and it's a good thing, and it needs to happen. And I'm even open if counties want to pass, because that's the people, regulations where the new land that's sold has to be pasture, or maybe if it's even more inexpensive, if you have it for, say, wildlife preserve, people want that. Believe me. I mean, if Colorado said we're selling millions of acres, I love Texas, but if I could go buy a couple thousand acres, for cheap, I'd probably move to Colorado. But again, that's why move west, young man. Haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women, and gold, as the country music song says? I'm not looking for whiskey, women, or gold. I'm looking for land. I can't afford land, more than a few acres. In a business deal gone bad many years ago, I got like 4 acres out in the hill country, and I can barely pay the taxes on that, so I don't really own the land. Okay, I said I'd take your calls, and now I've been ranting for 3 minutes. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. What I wanted to talk to you about is a little organization. Actually, it's a pretty big organization. It's called Office of International Treasury Control, which is also known as Foundation X. They claim to be a sovereign entity, and they claim that Federal Reserve reports to them. They claim to have all the biggest...
Are you saying you've identified Foundation X?
Yes, it's called it's called Office of International Treasury Control. They claim that on the fourth and fifth level, you have to be, a president or, just like you'd heard from the gentleman in England, with the parliament there, all the same criteria. If you look them up, they say that there's a lot of disinformation out on them, that they're part of the UN. If you go to their official site, Wikipedia, anybody can put something on there. They say that's disinformation about them, that they only release information to people that, comes through them. If it doesn't come through them, it's disinformation. But they have the UN symbol on there. I've talked to a few people about them, and they're kind of a very, very secret organization.
Now, let me just put something out here for you. When we talk about Foundation X, that is the private families, and I've talked to very high-powered people in the British government and in the EU government. You've heard some of them here on air. I'm not going to say their names, but you can guess who they are. But I know members of the EU Parliament. I know members of the House of Lords, not just Lord Monckton. And I'm here to tell you that's not who they say is running this. If you want to know the most public manifestation of what Lord Blackheath called Foundation X, it's the OECD, the Office of Economic Cooperative Development. And that was the receivership arm for all of Europe after it had been imploded at the end of World War II. And that was the instrument through which the Marshall Plan pumped what would be tens of trillions of dollars today, hundreds of billions in post-World War II numbers. It's what they ran things like Lend-Lease through during the war, not just to the British, but to the Russians. In today's numbers, trillions of dollars of weaponry and raw material from Ford pickup trucks to, Overland, company Jeeps to the Russians. To thousands of ships and battleships and carriers and carrier ships. So the issue here is it's the private families that own the Bank of England, the Bundesbank, the private Federal Reserve. They just call it Foundation X, kind of like Lindsey Williams, was calling Ken Fromm, before he could say his name, Mr. X. There's a lot of groups that run around and claim, they've got these trillions of dollars coming down the pike and, who pose as if they're part of international organizations. But I've seen no proof of the organization that you're talking about, because I have looked at it previously, because I saw this a few months ago, as being a real organization. But I will continue to do more research on it. But we know who the real power is. Who can shut down overnight more than 20 post-Commonwealths and current Commonwealths, like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the list goes on and on. Who can shut down parliaments in what was formerly the Dutch East Indies and other Dutch holdings? The Queen of England. and her Saxe-Coburg-Gotha cousin, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. Now, again, they love to act like they have no power. And I see your point. You're saying, this group likes to act like it has no power. But I'm talking about the bona fide groups who, when they have to show their power, they will go from being submerged to briefly uncloaking and emerging when they have to engage in power plays. Anything else?
Yeah, real quick here on that. Now, I did check them out because I agree with everything you're saying, 100%. But they claim that they go through their history and how they gained and how everything is, they go through it in detail. I mean, that's what really threw me off because they talk about those families, that they're connected with them, that they are part of everything you just mentioned. They talk about Jekyll Island, how they gained and put this entity into play. And that they are the biggest shareholder of the bullion.
Listen, I hear you. I appreciate your call. The real power brokers don't come out and tell you how they run everything and how their entire system locks together. They occasionally, if it's the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt or David Rockefeller, will write a book saying, yeah, we want global government. It's for your own good. Or they'll say, oh, look, we're giving all our money away to charity. It's really tax-free foundations. So their wealth is untaxable, which is an undue trade advantage. And a vertical integration. But send me more information or write an article about it and send it to me. I'm not trying to totally poo-poo what you're saying. I believe that it's not correct. I appreciate your call, Scott. Thank you. But people can check it out for themselves. You just talked about it. And again, I don't believe anything Wikipedia says, as you were saying, because they've got my name spelled wrong. They've got a bunch of stuff on there that's wrong. It's been on Wikipedia before that I'm dead. And so, I know that Wikipedia has a lot of problems. But Wikipedia says the Office of International Treasury Control is a seemingly elaborate, fraudulent organization which claims to be associated with the United Nations and the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States. It has attempted to deceive people and organizations in Ecuador, Fiji, and the United Kingdom. The UN and Federal Reserve have denied any knowledge and connection with the OITC. The purpose of the hoax is unknown. I don't really know what this is, but I know what NACERA is. I've been hearing about this for 12, 13 years. There's a secret group of good people in government, and everything's going to be okay in 1 year, and you don't have to get involved in government because there's a secret group of white knights that are going to save you. Total baloney. Over and over again, people get sent these Nigerian emails saying, I am Prince Babupi. I have $14 trillion. If you give me $5,000 from your bank account, I will transfer you $15 million. It is simply a small favor I need. And, they find old ladies and, young men and just gullible people. And they literally run around going, I've been contacted by Prince Mabupi. I mean, I've known people. Who are supposedly in the Patriot Movement, who get one of these emails and go on the radio and say, they've tried to buy me off. I've been offered, $15, $20 million by Prince Mabupi. There is no Prince Mabupi, okay? If you give the Nigerians your bank account, they're going to rob you. And then after they take your $5,000, $10,000, whatever they get, they say, oh, the prince only needs $10,000 more, knowing you've already cashed in, you're already in, you've got a stake. You don't want to admit you've been conned. Prince Mabupi is now saying, give me double the money and you'll get not 15 mil, but 30 mil. And, the husband goes to the wife or the wife goes to the husband and says, we've got to give, look, the prince is coming to meet with me. He promises after I get the money. I want to know Prince Mabupi. My life is incredibly magic now. It's like Hollywood. Don't tell me this dream hasn't come true. Prince Mabupi! Prince Mabupi! And they give him the next 10 grand. And then Prince Mabupi comes back and says, no, we need 20 grand more, and then I will transfer you 50 million. And folks usually go through the thing two or three times before they figure out they've been conned. Or they still believe Prince Mabupi's real, but somebody got to them, and so for years they're trying to call Prince Mabupi. People travel to Nigeria to meet with Prince Mabupi. They go into hotels and say, where is Prince Mabupi? Everyone laughs at them. There is no Prince Mabupi. So I'm not talking about Prince Mabupi anymore. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's talk to Pat in Ohio. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Alex, I got two questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Long as it's not about Prince Mabupi.
The first one is about Mr. Fromm. Sometimes I kind of think he wanted to die because he knew about the cancer on the shelf. He knew that his friend, Mr. Lawler, had gotten free. He's been cancer-free, according to Mr. Pastor Williams. So why would he not follow suit, follow the same route that his friend did? And his son, you know, even though they say he persuaded him to go with chemotherapy, surely Mr. Fromm had talked to his son about, you know, the cancer on the shelf. You know, only certain people knew about.
Well, you know, that's mainly a capillary side issue that Lindsey Williams knows these two former oil company executives that have given him a lot of good intel. And one of them has a son who's a doctor, so he went the conventional route, the other one another route. I'm not saying there's 100% cancer cure. I know there are a lot of, I know, two-time top globalist, two-time winner of the Nobel Prize for Medicine and Science, Linus Pauling, said megadoses of natural vitamin C are a big, very good treatment. And I know that mainline medical science ignores a lot of things that are good treatments as well. And I think that, you know, obviously radiation and these other things have a pretty bad track record. But the bigger news of Lindsey Williams from his sources is that oil's going to $150, $200 a barrel in the next 6 months. But stay there. We'll see if you got any other points on the other side, Pat, then Andrew, Shannon, Georgia, and others. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to Prince Mabuki.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am Prince Mabuki.
All right, folks, I'm trying to have some fun today. Gallows humor. We are back live. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. One note for folks that want to get a book that is now out of print everywhere. selling for $900 and something on Amazon and eBay, and they're selling at that price. We sold out. We had no idea that when we bought the last of these a few weeks ago that it was one of the hottest books on the web. We didn't look at what it was selling for. I heard her say it was going out of print. I'd always carried it, so we bought, I guess in the end, about 850 of these. And then we hadn't gotten all of them in. The last ones came in 2 days ago in several shipments that Charlotte Iserby sent us of deliberate dumbing down. And we have about 60 or so left. And about half of those are hardcovers in pristine, perfect condition, which haven't been around for years and are selling again for close to $1,000. Some of the soft covers we got, we held back because they've got like little rips in them or scrapes, got hurt in shipment. So we've got some damaged soft covers and undamaged pristine. I mean, they're all new. Hard covers of deliberate dumbing down. They just went up at Infowars.com and the online video bookstore shopping cart. If this is anything like the past, they'll be gone in 30 minutes. So if you want them, get them. This is running until the end of the year. But if you want to be guaranteed to get it shipped before Christmas, you can order any of the books, T-shirts, videos at Infowars.com. By tomorrow, and you'll be guaranteed to get them. So get your orders in today and tomorrow. Stuff that ships out Monday, you'll probably get, because we're shipping it all out now, priority. We usually do media mail. I mean, you have the choice. You can do media mail. You can do, I don't know why I'm getting into all the technicals. The point is, we're shipping everything priority right now. Even if you pay for media mail, you're getting it priority. So you get it. And most of you that order Monday we'll also get it, but we can't guarantee it. So get your orders in. We've got specials where you get five of my best-selling films for $24.95. And remember, we're not funded by David Rockefeller or George Soros the head of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. We're supported by you. We've been able to do all this and be a platform for other activists and leaders because of you supporting us. Plus, these are the best books and videos and materials to further heighten your education on the globalist and to educate others. So Infowars.com. You can also give people a PrisonPlanet.tv membership if you like. We're adding more and more to PrisonPlanet.tv, as members know, every day. Finishing up with Patton, Ohio, then we're going to go to break, come back with Andrew, Shannon, George, and others. Do you have any other points about the bombshell Lindsey Williams interview yesterday?
No, I didn't have anything else about that, but I had a question about Pat Tillman. I know you mentioned that when he died, you mentioned last year, I think that shortly after he died, some of the members of his unit died also?
Yes, five of them.
I saw the movie, and some of the people were talking. Well, one of the main men were talking. I was just trying to see if they would mention anything about any of their members dying, and of course they didn't.
No, I haven't seen the Tillman movie yet, and I think we've attempted to try to get him on. I've talked to Pat Tillman's brother, so did my producer. This is like 3-4 years ago, and they were like, yeah, we know foul play, but we don't want to talk about it at this time. But since then, it's been mainstream news that they lied. The coroner said it looked like a homicide, that he'd been shot up close 3 times in the head after being shot at a distance. They came up and took him out. He was writing letters home saying, I'm going to go public for the peace movement. The Pentagon couldn't let their NFL poster man do that. He was a real hero. And I remember it in the news. There'd be members of his unit at a barbecue in their backyard in Arizona, and a guy in a black outfit pops up, shoots him in the head. Other people committing suicide or being found, drowned. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.